This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Stetson University College of Law and University of South Florida Sarasota Manatee are a little over 30 miles apart. But under a new admissions agreement reached between the two schools, they're closer than ever. Students wanting to pursue a law degree can now enroll at Sarasota Manatee, take classes there, and then have the admissions process into Stetson streamlined, as well as maybe receive a scholarship for the Gulfport Law School. I sat down with officials from both schools to discuss the agreement and began by asking USF Sarasota Manatee Director of Admissions and Financial Aid, Andy Tilatovich, what the agreement does for his campus.
We feel that for our students are going to be the biggest benefiters of the program. It gives them a pathway to law school and creates a seamless transition for them.
USF Sarasota Manatee now really focusing in on that four-year student experience. How important is it for Sarasota Manatee to be making these kinds of agreements with other colleges so that you can draw students but still offer more than what you just offer on campus?
I mean, I think it's very important for us to grow as a campus, but also for the community. We hope that programs like these will help keep our students local after they graduate and keep them from leaving the area after their bachelor's program.
Now, Stetson Law Dean Christopher Petruskevich, is Sarasota Manatee an underserved audience by your university? And will this bring in maybe a new population to Stetson?
We hope so. You know, as Andy just said, we are hopeful that they are able to attract students that they otherwise wouldn't be able to attract now that they have a program with Stetson. And so we're excited about being able to expand our reach to students that might have been not served before and be able to have the University of South Florida be able to tout the agreement that they have with Stetson so they create an easy pipeline for students to be able to come to law school.
Andy, what students do you think would be ideal in terms of major that would then transfer on to the law program at Stetson?
You know, we do know that there isn't one major that is the best predictor for law school admission, but we feel we do have some great programs on the undergrad level that will help lead students to this pathway. We have English, history, we have an interdisciplinary social science program, as well as criminology that we think will be majors that we see students at the undergrad level looking towards this program.
Does it then save them the paperwork of getting transferred over to Stetson? Is it so they don't have to run back and forth between the two campuses?
They still have an application process to law school. Students would still have to take the LSAT test, submit their transcripts to us through the Law School Admission Council. But the idea is that we make the process a little bit more streamlined. And for those students that meet certain objective criteria through LSAT scores and grade point averages, we offer them a substantial scholarship. So that, I think, is one of the biggest benefits of the program.
Yeah, and it does take away a little bit of the worry of maybe 2 or 3 years in of, oh, what do I do now? How do I go about getting the law school when they already have this lined up? Does it not?
It certainly will help. So we would encourage students who are interested in coming to Stetson, who are at University of South Florida and Sarasota Manatee, to make sure that they let us know earlier in the process. So instead of waiting until their senior year and then decide that they want to think about law school, it is more helpful in their freshman or certainly their sophomore year to be able to get those things in place that are lined up so that they can make an easy transition to Stetson.
Are you looking at extending this to USF Tampa, USF St. Petersburg?
Well, we have focused on the University of South Florida, and so we've been talking with St. Pete. We've had a number of agreements across a number of different areas with the Tampa campus, and this is our first work with Sarasota Manatee, and so we're looking to see how this one works out, and we'll see if we can expand it further on the Tampa campus and perhaps on the St. Pete campus.
Chris Petruskevich, the Stetson Law Dean, and Andy Tilatovich, Director of Admissions at USF Sarasota Manatee, thank you again for joining us on University Beats.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more information, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.